Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. I'm in Lake Tahoe at the Tom Duffy meeting, and I'm with Sean Brennan, the president of CARES America. Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
It's good to talk to you. You have some news about a product you're introducing that's made in the USA. We'll get to that in just a minute. First, the pronunciation of your company is often mispronunciated. It's a Swiss-based company, and over there they even pronounce it differently. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's actually Swedish-based. We go by CARES here in the U.S., but in Sweden, the K is an S-H, so it's SHARES. Founded by a family, and the last name was SHARES. But, that got a little too complicated here in the U.S., so we just went by CARES. Sometimes it goes by CARS, but we pronounce it internally CARES.
So is it still family-owned?
It's not, no. So actually, we're a part of that private equity world now. So the family stepped out in the mid-1980s. And then since then, we've had a couple of different owners here, but it's driven by a private equity company that's actually based in Europe, focused in Stockholm, and they've held us actually for the last 11 years now.
All right. I noticed your background. You've been here 22 years, and prior to that, another job or two, but you also are a Florida Gator, right?
I am. Proud Florida Gator. It's a little challenging right now. Hasn't been the best, the football program, the last couple of years, but definitely, I remember the good old days.
Another friend I have in the wood business, Neil Poland, is also a Gator.
Yeah, there's a few Gators in the industry, so we'll keep supporting no matter what.
So how's business now?
Yeah, so business is an interesting year. It's up and down. So if I'm speaking for CARES, I'll start kind of globally together. You know, we're very, you know, being based in Scandinavia, the inventor of the engineered wood floor, you know, a lot of history there. So our market share in Scandinavia is pretty significant. You know, we're talking 60, 70%. It really started there with the business starting to come down a little bit, especially in the builder market. And that translated into Central Europe and then also into the U.S. as well. So it's been somewhat challenging. You know, you'll get a bright spot. We had a fantastic June. We had a really, really good April. We had some months that beat last year. And then suddenly it can kind of decline the next month here. So I think like everybody else, it's just very volatile at the moment. We are dependent a little bit on multifamily, and that business has been down definitely over the last 6 months. We've made up for it in other areas. We had some new customers that we brought on board that have helped us out and tried to diversify our business. But I would say it has been up and down, and it's probably going to continue that way for at least the next 3 to 4 months here.
This is frustrating. You know, and yeah. Like the house that I own, it's got hardwood throughout. It's a great product. It just seems it's been challenging for both engineered and solid hardwood to maintain its market share in the U.S., right?
It is. We've definitely seen a lot of value engineering, of course, especially in the multifamily side of the business over really the last several years. We do cater more towards the mid to kind of the upper end of the market, and that's been maybe a little bit more consistent overall. We had pockets of the country that were performing much better than others, so it's very volatile at the moment. But certainly when it comes to competition, you're absolutely right. There are a lot of different products out there, and if somebody's shopping just solely on price, then that can be very difficult to compete with, and unfortunately hardwood has been one of those categories that suffered. But it hasn't stopped us from continuing to launch new products, to come out with new things, and what we found is that, you know, there's still an opportunity out there, and when it comes down to focusing on the home and adding value to the home, hardwood is still number one, and that's really what we're banking our future on.
I was going to say, all you got to do is talk to Michael Martin, and all Michael Martin has to say is just ask your realtor. If you want a home with great resale value, put hardwood in it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, when you see advertisements and when houses are for sale, they don't always list if it's an LVT or a laminate or even carpet, but they'll definitely specify if it's hardwood because that adds some value. We've also seen, even in the multifamily side of business, even rental units that we've put some of our products in, some of the landlords there can charge more money if there is wood flooring in those units. So definitely, I think it's going to hold its place as number one in that category when it comes to resale.
I wanted to talk to you about this offering you've got here. Your products up till now have been made overseas in Europe. You've been bringing them over here. They're gorgeous products. They're real clean. They work well for people looking for no knots. But you now have a Wisconsin-based partner, and you're starting to offering a product made in the USA, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're really excited. It's been about a full year in the making right now that we've been working on this and absolutely excited about this. So we're launching a 16 SKU range right now just to start. We plan on building this even more going forward, but it's focused on oaks. It's focused on red oak, maple and hickory. And for us, because CARES is, of course, a European-based company, primarily out of Sweden, so very European, white oak focused. You know, we have a lot of forest, obviously, in that area of the world. So what this does for us is it brings a group of products that are a little bit more conducive, maybe to more, a little bit more of the mainstream in the U.S. What we've really put a big focus on at CARES, two things really, is we want to have production close to our core markets, and the U.S. is a very, very important market for us. And so we want to, from an environmental standpoint, CARES is very focused on the environment and how we produce, how we treat the tree all the way from the log until its final production, and of course how it's discarded. And so it's important for us to have that local production to cut down on some overseas shipments and really diversify our range when it comes to what we offer out of Europe. So we're excited for CARES in the U.S. going forward. We're going to be a European and a U.S. producer going forward, and that's what we're going to be focused on for hardwood.
So at this time, you're keeping your partner under wraps, but it is a mill in Wisconsin that's making this product, right?
It is, yeah. So it's in central and northern Wisconsin, and it's a company that we've been talking to for a long, long time. Very similar structure and similar values that we have at CARES. And so we're now excited to partner with them. And I should say it's really a big investment in us. So we've put a lot of money into help with the manufacturing process when it comes to the sourcing of raw materials. We have aspirations going forward, actually, to bring over some European veneers and other oak here. So this is really an advanced partnership, I should say, with a co-investment right now to develop the CARES brand here in the U.S.
All right, so I mentioned we're at Tom Duffy. What kind of feedback, what's the tone of the members who are coming to talk to you here?
Yeah, the tone is actually more positive, actually, than I thought maybe going into this a little bit here. So I asked a number of dealers how business was. A lot of them reiterated that, of course, it's been up and down, but the quality of dealers that are here and contractors focused both on the commercial world and, of course, in the residential world have diversified their business. And they've given us some great feedback that they see a movement for a Made in the USA product. A number of the dealers that we talked to have supported CARES and believe and love in the uniqueness of our products here. We've gotten some great feedback on the visuals that we came out with this range here. And so far, we believe we're going to get some good support here. And despite the challenging marketing conditions, you know, we believe it's a time to invest. And we think we have the dealers on our side to do that.
All right, Sean, it's good to catch up with you again. Been talking to Sean Brennan, the president of CARES America. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.